Here we have the narration of Hakim ibn Hizam. Hakim ibn Hizam radiyallahu anhu. His name is Hakim ibn Hizam. Hakim ibn Hizam ibn Khuwaylid. Ibn Khuwaylid ibn Asad. Al-Asadi radiyallahu anhu. Wa huwa ibn Akhi Khadija. Zawj al-Nabi radiyallahu anha. Hakim ibn Hizam ibn Khuwaylid ibn Asad. Ibn Asad. Khadija, her name is Khadija tu bint Khuwaylid ibn Asad. Ibn Asad radiyallahu anhuma. So Hakim, he is ibn Akhi Khadija, Zawj al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hakim ibn Hizam, he is the son of the brother of Khadija. The son of the brother of Khadija, the wife of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wulida qabla al-fil bi thalathin aw ithnay ashrata sana. He was born before the event of the elephant. Hakim ibn Hizam radiyallahu anhu, he was born before the event of the elephant by approximately 12 or 13 years. So therefore, he's about 12 or 13 years older than the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَكَانَ مِنْ سَادَاتِ قُرَيْشِ وَمِنْ أَسْتِقَاءَ النَّبِي صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ قَابَلَ الْبِعْثَ. And he was from the noble and the leaders of the tribe of Quraysh, and from the friends of the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم before he received prophethood. تَأَخَّرَ إِسْلَامُهُ إِلَى الْفَتْحِ. And he accepted Islam in the conquest of Mecca. And he did not accept Islam right away, radiyallahu anhu, but he was delayed, and at the conquest of Mecca, which was in which year? Eighth year, which was in the eighth year after the hijrah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he accepted Islam. وَكَانَ مِنَ الْمُؤَلَّفَةِ قُلُوبُهُمْ وَحَسُنَ إِسْلَامُهُ مِنْهُمْ. And he was from those whom the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had given them lots of wealth to encourage them to enter into Islam and to be firm on the deen of Allah, from the people of the conquest of Mecca, and likewise after that of Al-Hunayn. They're known as Al-Mu'allafatu Qulubuhum, those whom the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had given them a lot of wealth from the sheep and the cattle and the likes, from the zakat and from the war booty, so on and so forth, in order to draw them closer to Islam. He was from them, and his Islam became good. لَهُ سِتُونَ حَدِيثًا أَرْبَعَةٌ فِي الْمُتَّفَقِ عَلَيْهَا ذَكَرَهُ الذَّهَبِ. He has narrated 60 narrations. Four of them are in the Muttafaq Alayhi. Four of them are in Bukhari and Muslim. One of them is here, right? This book is all about المتفق عليه. This is something that الذهبي he mentioned رحمه الله تعالى. عمر 20 و100 سنة نصفها في الجاهلية ونصفها في الإسلام. قاله البخاري والذهبي. That he lived a long life. He lived for 120 years. Half of it in جاهلية and half of it in Islam. This is mentioned by البخاري and likewise الذهبي. الذهبي. It's mentioned about him رضي الله عنه حتى في الجاهلية كان كريما سمحا جوادا رضي الله عنه. It's mentioned that he was even in جاهلية, he was very kind and he was very generous and he was very helpful. اعتق في الجاهلية 100 رقبة وفي الإسلام 100 رقبة. That he said in جاهلية, before he accepted Islam, he set free 100 slaves. And before even accepting Islam, he set free 100 slaves. And after becoming a Muslim, likewise, he set free 100 slaves. Also from the virtues of Hakim ibn Hizam, radiyallahu anhu, and the good deeds that he was upon even before accepting al-Islam, was before the Hijrah, in the time of the Hisar, whenever there was a great boycott, and Quraysh had kicked out Banu Hashim and Banu Abdul Muttalib, and they were in the valleys, in the small mountain trails, and they were left for dead, and there was a ban on them. No one was allowed to send them any help or any items or any food and the likes like this. And the story is well known in the biography of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's mentioned that Hakim ibn Hizam radiyallahu anhu, he was wealthy. He was a wealthy businessman. And he was from those that he would get many items and goods, and he would put them on the backs of animals. And then he would get close to where the Muslims, they were in those valleys and in those small trails and the likes like that. And then he would direct the animal that way and smack them on their backside, and they would take off running, and he with the goods. And in this manner, they were able to get some stores and some food and some wheat and barley and other provision and the like. So he was also from those who were helping in those days, even before he had accepted Islam, radiyallahu anhu. It's been mentioned from his narrations, he asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about the good that he did before accepting Islam. Would he benefit from that whatsoever? And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, أَسْلَمْتَ عَلَى مَا أَسْلَفْتَ مِنْ خَيْرٍ, that you accepted Islam upon that which you had sent before in goodness. And whatever you did before in goodness for the sake of Allah, you carry that along with you in Islam. You carry that good along with you, and you have the reward of that likewise in al-Islam, insha'Allah. In al-Islam, insha'Allah. So this was Hakim ibn Hizam, radiyallahu anhu. He died in the year 50. Some mention the year 54, approximately, radiyallahu anhu.